This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. It's time now for the Christian War Room with your host, Michael Schonborn. Now, here's Michael.
Yeah, welcome to the War Room, and thank you for tuning in and for listening to the Christian War Room here at BPN Radio, at Seismic Radio. It's great to have you here. Don't forget the URL, it's christianwarroom.com, so you can check us out. All the talks are going to be on there. There are also some interesting talks about Christian basics. If you are new to Christianity and you've never heard about, how to become a Christian, or what it means to be a Christian, it's an ideal place to start, to just look at some very basic aspects of what it means to be a Christian. It's not just, you make a decision, you lift up your hand in the church, but it's about surrender to Jesus Christ, and it's about walking in the way God wants you to walk. It's to do with holiness. They call it sanctification. They're all sort of difficult theological terms, but all it means is to just follow Jesus and to do what he wants you to do and to find out what he wants you to do. Some of the stuff you can find in the Bible, and some of the stuff is vocational. So that means there's a calling on your life, and you need to find out what this calling is and how you should walk in this calling. And it might be one of many things, and the calling for each and every one of us is different. There's no doubt about this. And the amazing thing is, when you walk with God, is that God has got a job for you. Nobody else in this world can do. Only you can do this job. And it's important to recognize what this job is and to walk in this job and to do the right thing and to not grow weary or lax in doing so. Okay, we are talking about the War Room sort of this section of the series about the Christian War Room is just about ideas you can go and you can look into and again I was just sitting down. I had a bit of a brainstorm, I think it's called, and I was just sitting down and looking at all the stuff, you know, where we need to see what is going on in this world and where things are going wrong and where we as Christians need to step in. I made the point about sort of various areas within Christianity where we have been lagging behind an awful long time and an awful lot and didn't really stand up to try and correct this. One scenario I could bring to you is the Second World War. You know, Hitler came to power. He had a horrendous philosophy, and it was very dehumanizing, and it was a big, big problem. And Christians really didn't stand up against him. There was, and by the time he got to power, he even got, you know, to power with the aid of a Catholic party, the so-called Centrum party, and he needed their votes to do a formal coalition to then vote him as prime minister, and then pretty much they destroyed parliament and they took over, and it was very, very difficult to do anything. But there were very few Christians who were standing up to some of the things which were blatantly wrong, and we can't let this happen. We need to stand up in one form or another. And today, maybe we've got more means than ever before, and it is important that our voice is going to be heard. Okay, I've got my long list here of things. I'm going to try maybe two or three points, and then talk a little bit about them, and try to get you going. And maybe there is something where you can latch onto and where you can think to yourself, yeah, this is something I want to really get into it, do something about it. You know, just write about it, do some research about it, put some materials together, maybe create a website, maybe create some pamphlets, maybe write a book, on a certain issue, maybe do a discussion group, a forum with people who are really suffering in a certain area and they need to know about this stuff. Okay, when I look down my list here, I've got a couple of things. Yesterday we talked about fake news and Christian issues and so on. Maybe just one more point about the whole fake news issue. I remember that we've got a window of opportunity where we've got freedom of speech, and freedom of speech is going to be, has been attacked for the last 10 years. where you can say everything, you know, which fits in with the liberal leftist mindset. If you go outside this mindset, you're immediately labeled as a racist. In Germany, they label you as a Nazi or somebody who is brown. They classify whatever you say as part of hate speech. And with that, you're breaking a crime. And when you look at hate speech, it, you know, if somebody feels offended at that point, it becomes hate speech. It's really, really strange, some of the laws which are out there now. And so the problem is that our freedom of speech is being attacked at all angles. And that's pretty much what our forefathers have been fighting for and dying for. And it's going out. I remember, and I didn't mention this yesterday about this whole fake news issue. There's the whole 9/11 thing. And I don't know what you think about 9/11, whether it was an inside job or they knew something, it was going on and they didn't do anything, or it was completely done from the inside. Nobody really, really knows. There's a lot of stuff which doesn't add up. There's a lot of things which happened, which are very doubtful. They're very, very doubtful that people didn't know that this was going to take place. There's a money trail. There's the way the buildings collapsed. Even one building that wasn't hit by a plane, was just hit by some debris, fell down like it was demolished, and so on. So my point is, there's a legitimate argument to rise up and to say something is wrong here. We need to research this, and we need to see whether whatever's been happening there is fitting in with the official version, or maybe it isn't. And I remember that Hillary Clinton was making a point, and she wanted to criminalize fake news. And she made a point, and she said that she wanted to, and she used this as an example, that anybody doubting the official version of 9/11 should be criminalized. Yeah? And that was, or, you know, she was discussing this, should be chastised. She didn't, obviously she wouldn't use the word, I'm not sure how far she went, but she was making, trying to get a precedence about a legal status of the whole 9/11 thing. Okay. Again, what do you think about it, and how far should we take it? I feel, when I hear this stuff, it very much concerns me that suddenly politicians force us to what we are allowed to think and to talk about and what we are not allowed to think and talk about, so that the freedom of thought and the freedom of speech is restricted to such an extent. And to me, this is just like a totalitarian state. We've got something similar in Germany as well, where we get the leftist agenda trawling through all the social media, and if you say something which doesn't fit in within the leftist context, then potentially you are going to be in trouble. I think the politician who has done this in Germany is Heiko Maas, and he has done his utmost to try and bring some control, government control in this, thought control. Very, very disturbing what is going on in this world, and we need to use this window, as long as this window is open, to try and present a Christian view, which is very different to the leftist view today. If I go back about 20 or 30 years, a Christian view wasn't that far off, you know, the secular view and a secular understanding of the world around us. Nowadays, we are on the fringe of being criminals by voicing our biblical perspective on life. It's a very, very big problem. Okay. I've got about 20 minutes left. Let's go down the list here. I've got one subject here which has not been addressed really, and it requires a lot of research. And I would say this is a typical war room subject. It's a war room subject. We know that there are spiritual creatures around us, and we know that that people are going to be affected by spiritual creatures, and more so as people are dabbling with the occult. And I've got a subject here which I think needs tackling, and it's a very, very difficult subject. And if you are a young Christian, my recommendation to you is to keep your fingers well away from it. If you are an old Christian, this might be something to get into it and to sort of see and try and understand how this all fits in. And the subject is called demonology. King James, I always wanted to read the book. I've got it here somewhere. I've got a facsimile copy. King James, the not the author of the King James Bible, but the guy who has initiated the Bible translation of the King James Bible in 1611, he has written a book called Demonology. And he looks at the whole issue of people getting possessed by demons, being inspired by demons, and doing all sorts of evil stuff. Now, I want to take it one step further, and one thing which I think in our society has gone dramatically wrong is that the spirituality of man has been completely forgotten. And if people have got serious problems in their lives, they don't look at the spiritual aspect, you know. Is there some sort of spiritual oppression in that person's life which causes a lot of problems? Does this person need to be set free from the spiritual force? Now, that doesn't exist anymore in modern medicine, because we've got Freud and we've got all those psychologists, and they came up with all these marvelous concepts, and it doesn't exist. And what they do instead is they mess about with medication, mind-altering medication, and people get subdued in their thinking. They get, you know, whatever spiritual force is there to try and torment them. Is going to be impacted through this medication, but it's not a real solution. I mean, these people tend to struggle all of their lives with that. And I'm not saying that any psychological issue is down to demons or to a spiritual force, but I'm saying that some of it certainly is. And when we look at the Bible, when we look at the New Testament, and when we look at what Jesus was doing, there were a lot of instances of where people were suffering in a really bad way, and Jesus, he wasn't healing them, he was casting out demons to try and get them back to a sense of normality. And again, that's something which we need to look into. We need to sort of research of what is going on. What is going on in the world of spiritual oppression? Why are some people really suffering, giving to violence, harming themselves, not able coping with lives? I mean, this is all anorexia issue. And again, I'm not suggesting that it's all demonic, but some of it may be. I mean, when people are literally starving themselves to death and take an immense amount of pleasure in that, there's something seriously wrong, and the suggestion is there that it may be a spiritual issue we are dealing with. Now, there are a couple of guys who have done this. I've been talking to one lady. She's done a lot in this field. And it was quite interesting what she said about various problems. You know, people came to her and what she could pick up on. Yeah. And when people listened to whatever she had to say, it pretty much resolved the problem. And sometimes people had objects in their home which had some spiritual attachment to it, and it caused them a lot of problems. But what she said is, I think it's to do with that, take this object, throw it out, burn it. They did it and everything was fine. No more problems. Anorexia as well. I mean, there was one girl, and she had an inner voice about eating and being fat and ugly and all that. And so she went the other extreme, and she could persuade her to work with this girl to command this voice in the name of Jesus to go away. And this voice went away, and she could live a normal life, and she could eat happily, and she was fine. There's another guy as well. I've watched him a little bit. His name is Bob Larson. And again, it's a bit of a contentious character. Some people say that he's going over the edge, and other people think, he's a real McCoy. But it's worthwhile to maybe go into this. And we find this more and more, especially in the Western world. And we didn't have that much in the past, because people were following a Christian ethos. They stayed well away from occult practices. They wouldn't enter covenants with the devil. They wouldn't allow spiritual entities to come into their lives and to take control, by the virtue of them pursuing a Christian lifestyle. And now that Christianity has been pretty much thrown overboard by vast parts of society, and the people are very open to the occult, and many people have at one stage in their lives been meddling with the occult, ending up with a spiritual issue in their lives. Also, I mean, there are other things as well. We find that the use of antidepressants has gone sky high. And I had a look at some statistics here in the UK, here in Britain. And when you sort of compare this over the last sort of 20, 30 years, the use of antidepressants has skyrocketed. And people don't know why. Yeah. So some people say, oh, it's just people are more prepared to take them or what it is. But what it signifies is that there's a big spiritual problem in the nation. The people can't cope with life anymore. And they need to take some medication to just be able to deal with it. Again, I'm not making the point here, and please don't misunderstand me, that there's a demonic issue in these people's lives, but there certainly is a spiritual issue. And that's something which needs sorting one way or another. Obviously, I'm a Christian, and I would say that the answer in all of these things is to approach God and to seek Jesus Christ, and in doing so, overcoming those spiritual forces which try to drag us down and try to destroy our lives. And again, we need to understand what is going on, and it's very important. Not everything, you know, that people say is demonic is demonic. And a lot of things people say, oh, that's just a natural thing, you know, you need a bit more vitamin D or spend a bit more time in the sun or whatever, might actually be a demonic oppression. And so we need to have discernment, we need to have a good understanding. We need to have case studies to see what is going on. We need to have people who have got experience in this field and know how to do an exorcism if an exorcism is required. We need to find out how people discern what is going on with people who are suffering in this area. And we need to have deliverance in one form or another. Okay, what can we do in our Christian war room about this issue? The first big issue is we need to understand what is going on. We need to gain a good understanding. And it's not just a few people within the church. Everybody, in my opinion, in the church should have a good understanding. When Jesus sent the disciples out two by two, he gave them the power to cast out evil spirits, and they did this. The evil spirits listened to them, they went out, and people were set free. And that is really the power of the kingdom of God. We need to understand this as well. We need to have an insight into this whole sphere and then, you know, try and work with this as well. Okay, so since we are talking about this whole demonology and spiritual stuff, it goes further as well. We need to understand the whole thing of witchcraft. What is going on with on the other side? I mean, not necessarily all of us, but we need to have people who have got a good understanding within this area. Why do people go into witchcraft? What power do these people really have? There are a lot of interesting testimonies of people who have been engaged in witchcraft and who have become Christians, and they talk about their experiences of what they went through and the powers they had, and you know how they tried to destroy churches and so on. For us, it's very, very important to get a hang of this. I've seen churches being destroyed where I'm convinced that there was a warlock or a witch who was somewhere in the leadership within this church and who was poised on destroying, on bringing destruction to this church, on making it infertile and irrelevant in the kingdom, in this world. And I've seen this. I've seen this with some churches. I don't know, I can't put my fingers on it who's responsible or who the warlock is or who the witch. I don't know. But I'm sure that there was some stuff like that going on. Again, we as a church, we need to gain an understanding of what is going on the other side. You know, how do they try to try and take us down? How do they try to destroy churches? And how do they try to impact our lives? And again, when we talk about the Christian war room, there are very easy ways of dealing with this. The strongest way is to get together to pray about particular issues. And if you get the impression there's something going on, to number one, pray about understanding and insights, you know, supernatural insights of what is happening within a church. And then once you get the discernment and you've got supernatural insights, to then pray particularly into a situation where you can strip witches and warlocks of their powers, where they are no longer allowed to wreak havoc in a church and to cause damage, which in a church context. The important thing, though, is we need to understand this. And there's a lot of stuff out there at the moment, in form of testimonies, in form of people talking about this. A lot of people, they try to take him out, but you know, the God we serve is bigger, he's stronger. There are more people, there are more angels on his side. And so a lot of these attempts of destroying people and trying to take them out doesn't work. And a lot of attempts, they don't go anywhere, and God is protecting his people. We've got about 5 minutes left. I want to look at one more aspect, and there's a term which is used. It's called pharmacia, sometimes also translated as witchcraft, but it's also used as, you know, for drugs and so on. And we've got a big problem in our society today, which is that a lot of people take legal drugs, yeah, mind-altering drugs at times. And I'm not saying it's wrong, but it could be wrong. Yeah. The problem we've got within the medical trade is that they love to drug us up. And again, there should be some research. There should be maybe some war room activity to try and find out what drugs do what thing. You know, do we need them all? Are there means and ways where we can stay away from some of the synthetic drugs we are given for various ailments? And again, some of them are absolutely necessary. I mean, blood pressure, for example. A lot of people would die in the 40s and 50s if it weren't for blood pressure drugs. And but again, we need to sort of look a little bit into this whole region and area. There's another big issue as well, and which is coming up, and that is the legalization of mind-altering drugs like marijuana, hashish, and cannabis in general. And again, is this a good thing? Is it a bad thing? You know, is there some good stuff in it, or have these plants been so modified that they are more dangerous than anything else? Are these drugs portal drugs, where the mind is opened up to different realities, and we find ourselves in a situation which is not good for us? We need to understand this. We need to understand this. We need to get our head around this and have discernment within these things. So we shouldn't condemn everything because it's not, you know, traditional or whatever. In the same way, we shouldn't accept everything either, but we should have studies which will tell us exactly whether there's any benefit in these drugs or they are very dangerous. Yeah? And we need to do this. And this is something which I believe, as a body of Christ, we could have people to just look into this, to gather data, to gather information, to pray about the whole thing, to look for supernatural discernment as well in certain areas. And to just then present it, and put some information out there. Is it necessary? I think it's so necessary these days. Yeah, so necessary. When I look at innovation in the last 500 years, a lot of key innovative ideas and key innovations have been made by born again Christians who somehow had a flush of inspiration and started moving the area and science that they were working upon a little bit further. And so it's, in my opinion, it's very, very important to look into these things and to look a little bit beyond the horizon and to have a sense of objectivity as well, you know, to then come up with qualified statements on the legalization of possibly even heroin and other drugs, rather than criminalizing the use of it and creating problems. Whether it's a good thing or not, I don't know. I haven't got the answers, but we need to study it, we need to understand it, and we need to pass this information on. Okay, this is a Christian war room. We are not into fighting flesh and blood, but we are into fighting for the truth. The Christian War Room is all about understanding the world around us, understanding what is going on, and passing on information to a lost world that in many aspects has lost the plot in many, many ways. We are here to speak truth and to point to the one who claims of himself that he is the truth, and that is Jesus Christ. And that is very, very important. I want to invite you to think about becoming active in this area and to start sort of looking at creating your own war room and collecting people around you and to start working on certain aspects and certain areas. And I hope these little talks or the series of talks can inspire you to just go down this way and to do something. And then, obviously, you gather the information, you digest it, you pray about it, you seek the truth about this information, and you then republish it. And you can use it, and you should use it, to follow the Great Commission, which is to preach the gospel to all creation until he comes back, until our Lord comes back. Okay, that is the Christian War Room. You can go to the Christian War Room at www.christianwarroom.com. When you sort of, it's a very simple website. It's just one. When you go to audio, it's just a list, a long list of all the different talks which have been done and been made. And and you can just sort of scroll down. You can see the subjects the talks are about, and you can tune in and do this. How do we going to carry on? I'm looking forward to get your talks on your Christian War Room experience. I want you to, give it a go, make a start, start producing something, and talk about your experience and talk about your expertise as well. And I would would love to welcome you and to, listen to what you have to say. If that is the case, you can contact me. It's Michael. And you go just to Christian War Room, go into one of the comment fields. Could be any areas I can see when I go to the website, whether any comments have been left. Click on the comment section and write your own experience. Let me know what's going on and what you are doing. Okay, let's pray. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to preach your gospel. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, that we have not been shut down and that the Christian War Room can still work, that we can look and that we can fight the good fight, that we can be a soldier for you as long as we are here on earth. We pray, Lord, that you will equip us, that you will lead and guide us, that you will guide us into the field of expertise where you want us to work in, and that we can make a difference to this society, that we can make a difference to this society, that people will hear your word, that they will hear your gospel, and that we can be relevant in a day and age where most people think that Christianity has got no relevance whatsoever anymore. Lord, we pray, Lord, open up doors, protect us, Lord, from people who try to restrict our freedom of speech. And we pray, Lord, that you will lead and guide us in our endeavors on the Christian War Room. Lord, we pray, Lord, give us discernment as well as far as demonology is concerned, Lord. Let us understand what is really going on, and let us see into the spiritual world to start fighting in an area which by many of us has been neglected, Lord, and by many of us, Lord, has not been pursued. We just pray, Lord, that you will open our eyes, to realities which are there, which are out there. And that we can walk in the power of Christ, in your power, to throw out and to command and to set free people who are oppressed through, Lord, through evil spirits, through spiritual issues, and that we can lead them into the freedom of Christ. Lord, you say that whosoever the Son sets free is free indeed. And we pray, Lord, that this freedom will move into this world. Amen.
For the past half hour, you've been listening to the Christian War Room with host Michael Schonborn. For more information on how you can participate or find out more about the Christian War Room, simply go to christianwarroom.com. That's christianwarroom.com.